Meter Net will begin in 1 minute. Blue Ridge Meter Net, your net control tonight is KJ4WVM. My name is Daniel and my location is Travis Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Top Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It appears at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective reading power of 25 watts. This repeater is owned and operated by Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Now I'd like to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. Looks like tonight I've got 13 of them. I've got W4FCM, that's Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. KW4TS, Jim in Felder. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KN4RJN, John on Brown Summit. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Direct net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signaling your intent to remain on the net for the rank 2 portion. First up tonight, I'd like to call for any first-time check-ins or anyone who recently got their amateur radio license or upgraded their ticket. If this describes you, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Category next up is Echolink. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. And I'll go ahead and recognize the Echolink text message stations after that. Echolink text message, net would like to recognize KO4NUE. That's Chad. He brings along with him his wife Anna, KO4RYP. They're at home in Campbell tonight. Also, I'd like to check in KO4PXV. That is Lloyd. Alright, that does it for Echolink stations for now. So, we'll go ahead and call four stations to the subject of your call, beginning Uniform 3 Zulu. This being Friday night, Uniform 3 Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Control. 4 Zulu, Lowfield Foxtrot, Chief. Well, check me in and out tonight.
QZM. Please check in November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane, at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Good evening.
Control. Whiskey, 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in land WAZ, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
KE4ZHF, that is Keith in Columbus. N4ZLK, that is Shane in Cleveland. Fun little fact here, Shane used to be the UPS driver for my neighborhood when I was a kid. So you remember me when I was really little. Next, we've got W4WOZ, my buddy Rod from the land of Waz. Any other station, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Delta A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W.
in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative at negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KW4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. And KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Echo through Hotel, E through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cameron. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Sounds like you had a good day.
We'll try this again real quick. Net would like to recognize W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. And KC4EZN, Terry and Candler. I think that catches me up now. I hope I recognize everybody. If not, feel free to come back and correct me. We'll go ahead. Any other stations, either that I missed recognizing or E through H, Echo Zero Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. Decent day today, Harry. Just wanted to let you know that I heard you make that comment there. I did have a pretty decent day. Worked pretty hard and had a good end of the week, so pretty happy. And still have a bunch of energy left, so that's great. I don't need a nap tonight. Not for now. I'll be up for a little while. Alright, we'll try India through Lima now. I3L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis Stingafley. Good evening to you, Daniel. All of that, 73.
KJ4WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
That's KG4JIA. That is Dennis and Gaffney, and KG4JFO. James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, if you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KG4WZM or net control. M3P, if you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM. Bill, thanks for calling net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Emma. No traffic, but I'll stick around for a minute.
K4OIM, that is Walt and Emin. Great to have you check in with me tonight, Walt. Always glad to hear you on here, and I got you marked down for comments. Appreciate that. Hope you're doing well. We'll get back to you in a few minutes. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
ZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred, Cobalt and Piedmont tonight. And also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, that is KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's currently flying over Europe, heading to Germany today. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. 73 to you and all in net.
KO4NNH, that is Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. And KI4MRA, also Fred, flying around in Europe. Thank you all for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well, Fred, and hope the other Fred is also doing well. Hope he has a good flight. Any other stations? Well, let's see. That did Mike through Papa. I'll go ahead up to Quebec through Tango now. Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
4WZM. KO4QLG. That's Key Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Crescent Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, Gabriel in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty, and KN4TZW, that is Gabriel in Hendersonville. Thank y'all for checking with me tonight, and hope y'all are doing well. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and have a good evening.
Good evening, VM. Good evening. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative, negative.
4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville, and N4DJC, that is Jerry and Anderson. Hope y'all are doing well tonight, and thanks for checking in. Any last stations before I go to Rack 2? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. Hello to Walt, 7-3.
Museum. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Control. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Mike, Golf, Zulu, KF4MDC. My name is Tim. I'm in Greer, South Carolina. Negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net.
KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along with him his wife, Miss Donna, KK4MFK. They are on the Greer. KF4MGC. That is James Greer. Any last stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. I wanted to thank the last four stations that checked in. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Okay, this time, so this is KJ4WZM now securing the FOMO portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. K4OIM, Walt and Inman. How are you doing, Walt? Thank you for checking in with me tonight, and I really hope you're doing better.
Good evening, Daniel. This is about pretty rough day for me today. And I had my surgeon, this nurse, call me last night. I've got to be at my surgeon's Monday morning at 9 o'clock for a conference. And then across the street from him at 1 o'clock for a conference with radiology. And then Thursday morning, I got to be at Patriot Center to get a MRI done. And about 2 hours later, I got to be back there to get a CT scan done. And they've got me scheduled for surgery the following Monday on the 21st. And I've been kind of second-guessing if I make the right decision on going ahead and letting them operate. But boy, after today, they ain't no doubt. I've made the right decision. Man, it's been the worst day I ever had in my life, Daniel.
I'm really sorry to hear that. It's really discouraging. I hope things get better for you. I'll definitely be praying for you, and I know a lot of the people who check you on the set are going to keep you in their prayers as well. We probably have more people praying for you than there are people checking in on this net, because there's a lot of people who listen to this net every night and never even pick up the microphone. You've probably got a lot of them praying for you too. Probably 100 people praying for you. And yeah, I hope and pray that things get better for you soon. I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully after all these appointments coming up, you'll have a good idea of exactly what you're looking at. But I don't want this to sound all weird or anything, but really just try to keep your head up. I know it's really hard with this situation. I've never had to be there, and I hope that I live my entire life without having to hear a five-letter word. Well, six-letter word, I guess it is, beginning of C. But I don't even know how I would deal with that. It scares me to death just thinking about it. But I would hope that if I have the same situation come up, that I'll be able to keep a good mindset, too. But just try to keep on going through it, I guess. I guess that's about all you can do. And we'd really like to have you for a little while longer. Well, I did want to thank you for all the time that you spent talking to me, too, and encouraging me in this hobby and telling me stories from your good old days of riding around in dump trucks with buckets of seats and different things like that. And I did want to thank you for hanging around almost every night. I called the net for RagTube. I really appreciate it.
Talking about cooking that steak on the block of the propane heater. Man, I could smell that steak. Yeah, I'm sitting here and, man, you don't know what I'd give to be able to eat some solid food. I'm on this doggone liquid diet, and I can't, I'm hungry. I can't get full on these protein drinks. I want something to eat, Daniel.
I'm still having a good laugh over my little propane heater thingy. I tell you what, for some reason, does your phone receive pictures? For some reason, I think I lost track of your phone number. You've given it to me before, but I've lost it. Does it receive pictures?
I know you got a pencil or a pen there. My number is 479-3761. 479-3761.
Good. I have an iPhone, so there's a chance this picture's not going to go through, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I'll show you my little setup here. This is my little setup that I had for my propane heater cooking my steak. I'm going to send it to you. What pictures to people's phones that is not an iPhone. They tell me later on that it came back looking like a bunch of secret code, because it's all digitals and digital numbers and letters and symbols and weird things like that. So I don't know what's going on with my phone, but it does not always send pictures properly to non-iPhones.
Anything so far, have you already seen it?
Them. Three different pictures. One zoomed out with the setup. I have a center box surrounding my heater and a griddle sitting on top of the blocks and steak on the griddle. And then I have a picture of just the steak there. And then I have a picture with the steak half eaten. But I sent you three different pictures.
I'm getting a digital code. That's all I'm getting.
Bad. Do you have an email address?
when I was living down in Florida. We had the week of the 4th off, and my boss man, he wanted me to paint the outside of his bar. And I got a bunch of guys that was just laborers to help me. And we set up some blocks and got a rack out of an old oven and put on the block. We didn't have no charcoal. And this guy went around pulling bark off of oak trees. And we built the fire out of that oak and went across the street to A&P, I believe it was, and got some steaks and put on that little homemade grill. That was the best steaks I ever ate in my life, Daniel.
Really good. It's amazing when you just go to kind of improvise something, how well it can actually turn out. Sometimes far better than the traditional way of doing things. I tell you what, the steak that I made the other night, I've made three different steaks on it so far. The first steak that I did was, it was okay. The second steak that I did was excellent. And then the third steak that I did was pretty good. So the second one that I did was definitely by far the very best one that I did. And the first one was all right, but that second one and that third one, they were both extremely good. That second one was one of the best steaks I've ever had, actually. It's probably not the very best, but it was up there. It beat out a lot of the steaks I had at Texas Roadhouse before. That steak was really good. So I'm doing something right with it. The only thing that would make it better is if I had charcoal instead of using the propane heater.
Came home from work today and she took me over here to the Tadpole Fish Camp Grill. And the only thing I could possibly eat that was on the menu was oyster stew. Man, I could taste that. If I got it all the way back to the back of my tongue, man, that stuff was good. And it was full of oysters. And you don't have to chew on them much. They just slide right down. But even anything touching my lower gum or my tongue, it's just like pouring hot pepper on it. I sat there with tears running out of my eyes, but I got that whole bowl of oyster stew down. Man, that stuff was good. I just hope they are able to leave enough of my tongue with the taste buds on it to where I can taste coffee or something once this is over with. Because eating through that feed tube, you don't taste nothing. You feel full, but yet I still want some. I want some ham and eggs. I really like to have a steak, but that's out of the question for now. I gotta go through it's some kind of therapy where they're gonna teach me to swallow and talk again. And maybe, just maybe, I'll be able to talk to enough to get back on the air again. I sure hope so.
Too well. That would be very good. Hopefully you'll still be able to taste your food and hopefully you'll be able to get back on here. I tell you what, I always look forward to listening to all of your crazy stories. That is some of the best entertainment I've had in a long time, some of the stories that you've told. It makes me wish that I had lived back then and seen the things that you've seen. My life has been pretty boring, but I guess that's a good thing. Sometimes boring is better than the wrong kind of exciting. Actually, a lot of times boring is better than the wrong kind of exciting. So I guess I've had a good life so far because I haven't really had a whole lot of worries. I haven't had to go in the military and have Koreans and Vietnamese shooting at me. So that's really good. Even though I greatly admire the people that go out and do that kind of stuff, if I can go without having to do that, whew, I'm thankful. I guess I like my boring life in that aspect. But all your interesting stories that you tell of your construction days and different things like that, man, I'm jealous of those. And I'm hoping that you leave enough of your tongue and stuff left that you can still get on here and tell me some more of those.
Those days, I thought it was some of the worst times a person could have going through all that. But as you get older, man, you appreciate all you learn going through that stuff without the new equipment, the high-tech equipment and all, laying sewer line, water line like that don't matter that much, but laying sewer line, it's all gravity fed. And the only thing we had to lay sewer with was a regular 6 or 8 foot level. We didn't have lasers and everything like we got now. These guys laying pipe now, if they didn't have a laser, they'd be lost, Daniel. Well, I'm gonna have to get off my throat starting to get irritated toward the back. But I thought I'd try to hang in here a little bit and talk to you, and I hope to talk to you again, Daniel, before I go in. Well, you'll call the net next Friday night. Now, I'll be home next Friday night, but I enjoyed talking to you, Daniel. You're a good friend. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Daniel, and see if anybody else got a comment they want to make. So KJ4WZM, K4OIM. Back to you, Daniel.
KJ4WZM. Yep, I'll be calling it next Friday night, and I definitely appreciate, I really appreciate you hanging around for comments. I appreciate that more than you know. Thank you so much. I hope things get better for you, and just try to, as much as possible, stay stress-free ahead of your surgeries and scans and things. That's gonna be pretty tough. If I can get off work early enough sometime, I'll try to stop over and see you sometime during the next 2 weeks or so before your surgeries, if you're up to it. Would you be up to me popping by for a few minutes at some point? I can't guarantee that I'll be able to, but I would make an effort to, and I'd give you a heads up before I came. Would that be okay, or are you not up to it?
Okay. I'm here by myself all day. I'm usually been here in my bedroom. I moved I got my HF and my VHF station up here in my bedroom now. So I don't want to go out down there to my camper and be here by myself because this medication makes me stagger around and dizzy. But sure, I'd enjoy you stopping by.
I'll give it a shot, and I saved your number, so I'll call you ahead of when I come over, if I can. I will try to. Work has been working me 12, 13, 14 hours a day here recently, and I have when I'm done with those work days, the only thing I want to do is go home and go to sleep. Because I'm tired at that point. Bouncing around in a dump truck all day like that, good grief. It's horrible. I was really upset by a few of the drivers and the things they did. But I at the end of the day, I just try to clear my mind of it and come home with a good attitude. But I sure was glad to make it home safe today without crashing. But it was not a pleasant day to be out there driving. And I'm glad to be home safe in one piece with no collisions. So that's probably the best part. Anyways, well, I'll call you ahead of me showing up. I think you live almost an hour from my work, so you probably have an hour heads up before I even got there. I'll call and ask first. But thanks for hanging around, and I'll say 73 Steve and hopefully catch you later on down the log. K4OIM, KJ4WZM. You have a good night and get some good rest. WZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Four Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, and negative, but I would like to say a howdy to my good friend, Walt, old heavy equipment operator. We got that common love. over.
WZM or net control? Please check in, KIOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q Daniel, and all on the net.
W4FHJ. Gene, my neighbor over here around the corner from me in Taylor's. Funny thing about this area, it's north of Traveler's Rest, but you can go just a wee little distance and it goes from Traveler's Rest to Taylor's, even though Taylor's is really far away. It gets called Taylor's just around the corner from me, about a mile from my house. And there's just nothing between me and the state line. But it's called Taylor's for some reason, and I'll never understand why. But he's around the corner from me in Taylor's. Next up, we got KI4DOS. That is Gary. He brings along with him his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They're at home and easily tonight. Next up, we got KN4CHY. That is Keith and Seneca. Anyone else for check-ins or comments to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM. Anyone else at this time? Right now I got 41 check-ins, so I'm going to go ahead and fill out my net report. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Arthur, thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.